Title: Bounce in Place Habits That Save Time Intermediate. All right, let's talk about one of the biggest workflow multipliers in drum and bass production inside Ableton Live, Bounce in Place. Printing audio from your MIDI, instruments, and effect chains is how you keep momentum when your bass resampling gets ridiculous, your drums are stacked, and your CPU is starting to sweat. The goal today is simple: build repeatable habits so you can move through the cycle of design, print, arrange, and then reprint if needed without chaos. By the end, you'll have a small but realistic 8-16-bar DNB session chunk with a resampled bass audio track, a printed drum bus, a break edit audio track, and a clean system for revisions. Let's start with a quick setup that makes everything else painless. Step 0, pre-flight settings. Do this once per project, and your future self will thank you. First, keep your sound design as contained as possible, especially bass. If you can keep your main bass chain on one track, freeze and flatten, become fast and reliable. When you start routing an instrument through 5 external audio tracks, printing becomes a routing puzzle. Sometimes you need it, but don't make it your default. Next, audio quality. A lot of DNB producers live at 48K. It's a solid compromise and common for modern production. Warp settings matter too. For drum loops, beats mode is usually your friend. For bass resamples, don't automatically reach for complex or complex pro unless you're actually time stretching. Otherwise, you're just adding artifacts and CPU for no reason. Now, the big habit: create print tracks right now, before you're ready. Make 3 audio tracks and name them Print Bass, Print Drums, and Print FX. On each one, set audio from to the source you want to print, set monitor to in, and leave them ready to arm when needed. The reason this is so powerful is you stop hunting through menus or doing that export audio detour. Printing becomes a one-button move, and it keeps your session flow intact. One extra coach tip here: consider creating a second print track for critical sources that captures a fallback signal. For example, Print Bass Post FX and Print Bass Pre FX. Even if you never use the Pre FX print, is an instant undo later if you realize you overcooked distortion or compression. Cool, let's bounce a heavy DNB bass the smart way. Step 1. Bass printing. We'll start with a MIDI track called Bass MIDI. In Waveditable, you can go classic, a saw-like wave for OSC 1, maybe a square or another saw for OSC 2. Add a little unison, but watch CPU. Low-pass filter, envelope shaped for movement. Then build a simple, reliable chain. Auto filter for extra motion, saturator for drive with soft clip-on, EQA to clean sub rumble and mud, glue compressor for light control, and then a regular compressor at the end for sidechain from your kick or your kick and snare bus. Teacher note: keep sidechain late in the chain if you want the entire bass gesture to breathe with the drums. If you put sidechain earlier, distortion and filtering after it can change the feel dramatically. There's no rule, but be intentional. Now, the fastest true bounce-in-place method in Ableton is freeze and flatten. Right-click Bass MIDI, choose Freeze Track. Listen, don't skip this part. Freeze is your audition, the print stage. If it's hitting the way you want, right-click again and flatten. Now it's audio, the CPU drops, and you're in arrangement mode. Immediately after flattening, do 3 tiny habits that save you huge time later. Rename the clip something meaningful, like Bass Resample A1. Color it consistently, for example dark purple for bass audio, and consolidate to bar boundaries, like 8 bars, using consolidate. That makes it easy to copy, paste, and build phrase structure without tiny clip edges haunting you later. Now the fear: what if I need to change it? Here's the reprint without regret method. Duplicate the original Bass MIDI track before you lose it. Rename it Bass MIDI Archive. Then turn the track off, not just mute it. Turning it off actually saves CPU. That's your safety net. You've committed, but you didn't burn the bridge. Extra coach rule to stop endless tweaking: adopt a commit threshold. Print when any of these is true. When your chain starts spiking around 40 to 50% CPU. When you've added 3 or more processing stages you'd hate to rebuild. Or when you're happy with the vibe but you keep micro-adjusting out of habit. Printing at that moment is how you keep finishing tracks. Next up, step 2. Bounce the drum bus for fast arranging, but keep transient control. DNB drums get layered fast. Kick, snare, hats, rides, breaks, ghosts, fills. If you keep it all live forever, you'll spend half your session tweaking instead of arranging. So group your drum tracks and name the group Drum Bus. On the drum bus, build a practical chain. EQ8 first. High pass around 20 to 30 Hz to clear junk. Maybe a small dip in the boxy range around 300 to 600 if it needs it. Then glue compressor with a slower attack, like 10 milliseconds, so you don't crush your transients. Release on auto ratio 4:1 and keep gain reduction modest. Then drum bus for tone. Drive as needed, crunch to taste, and usually keep boom off or very low because your sub should be controlled elsewhere. Then a limiter as safety, not loudness. Ceiling around -0.3, just catching peaks. Now printing options. Option 1 is freeze and flatten the drum bus group track. This is great when the group is self-contained and you're confident. Option 2, which is often the best for flexibility, record it into print drums. Set print drums to receive audio from drum bus, post effects, arm print drums, and record 8 or 16 bars into arrangement. Here's a habit that speeds up arrangement decisions instantly. Print two versions. One called drums print clean, with less distortion and safer dynamics. And one called drums print dirty, with more drive or crunch. When you're arranging a drop, sometimes the dirty version is the whole energy shift, and you didn't have to redesign anything. You just swap the clip. Also, print with headroom. If your printed drum bus peaks around -6 dBFS, you are doing great. Leave space. Loud comes later. Step 3. Break edits. Chop faster. Commit sooner. DNB and Jungle live on break manipulation, but here's the trap. You can spend an hour in slice land and still not have a drop arranged. The move is to do your slicing performance, then print it as a committed loop. Drag your breakbeat into an audio track, then right-click and slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing. Ableton builds you a drum rack of slices. Program a 2-bar or 4-bar MIDI clip. Put kickish slices on 1 and 3, snare-ish on 2 and 4. Then sprinkle ghosts at low velocity. Add the velocity MIDI effect for randomness, just a little. So repeated hits don't sound like copy-paste. Then print it. Freeze and flatten the sliced MIDI track, or record it into a dedicated print track. Once it's audio, do micro-edits that are faster than any MIDI tweak. Phase to avoid clicks, tiny nudges for swing, and then consolidate into clean 4 or 8 bar blocks. Teacher note, audio editing is where breaks become record-like. That little 5 millisecond fade, that tiny timing shove, those micromutes, that's the sauce. Step 4. Bounce your FX returns into FX phrases. DNB arrangement thrives on ear candy, throws, impacts, tails, risers. Create a return track called a throw, put echo on it, maybe 1/8 or 1/4 dotted timing for that classic DNB bounce. Feedback around 20 to 40, filter the lows below about 200 Hz so the delay doesn't mud your kick and sub. Then reverb with a longer decay, and a high cut so it isn't fizzy. Add a light saturator if you want density, and EQ8 with a high pass around 150 to 300. Now print FX tails. Use print FX, set audio from to the return track, arm it, and record the moments where you do throws. The snare at the end of a phrase, a vocal stab, a crash. Then name your printed FX clips like you're building a library inside the project. FX tail snare end 170 BPM, or FX noise rise 8 bar. The naming seems nerdy, but it becomes instant recall later. One more advanced move, print a texture bed from returns only. Solo your reverb and delay returns, print 16 bars of ambience, low pass it, tuck it under the drop. You get cohesion without running extra devices. Step 5, the arrangement habit that ties it all together. Print in 8 to 16 bar blocks. DNB is phrase driven. When you print musical blocks, arranging becomes like Lego. You're not rebuilding chains, you're placing energy. Think in sections. Intro, build, drop A, drop a variation, breakdown, drop B. Your key elements become blocks. 8 bar bass resample variations like A1 and A2. 16-bar drum prints for the drop and variation, and 4-bar fills or turnarounds. And don't overprint micro-variations. Print one solid a loop, then create variation by audio edits. Reverse a crash, chop a bass tail, add a quick mute, stutter a snare. Audio gets you there faster. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. First, flattening too early with no safety. Always keep an archive track disabled so you can go back. Second, printing post-master processing by accident. If you're printing, print post-effects from the source group, not from the master, unless you truly want the master limiter baked in. This is part of a 10-second print safe checklist. Bypass master limiting or clipping unless intentional. Check your return so you're not accidentally printing massive reverb. Confirm your sidechain input is correct, and leave headroom. Third, warping bass resamples unintentionally. If your tempo is stable, consider turning warp off on printed bass audio. Unwanted warp artifacts can mess with your low end. Fourth, printing drums too hot. Again, headroom. Your mix will thank you. Now a few pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Parallel distort your printed bass. Duplicate the printed audio. On the duplicate, add saturator, then EQA to band limit it, like 200 Hz to 6 kHz, then compress it. Blend it quietly under your main bass. It's gritty, controlled, and super mixable. Another big one. Split the bass into sub, mids, and top. Print them separately. Clean mono sub, nasty moving mids, and airy top noise or resonance. Then group those audio tracks. This makes drop mixing dramatically faster, because you can rebalance without reopening your synth chain. Also, print with intentional performance automation. Automate filter cutoff, wave editable position, saturation drive, send throws, then print. That's how you get movement that feels designed, not looped. And for drums, consider microprints. Besides a 16-bar drum bus print, also print a 1-bar groove tile, the best groove moment, and a 2-beat impact tile, the biggest kick snare slam. When your arrangement loses energy somewhere, you paste a tile and fix it instantly. Let's wrap with a mini practice you can do in about 15 to 25 minutes. Set tempo around 172 to 176. First, bass. Make a 2-bar rolling bass MIDI loop in wavy-able. Add saturation, EQ, and sidechain. Freeze and flatten. Then consolidate to 8 bars by duplicating the clip so it repeats cleanly. Second, drums. Build a kick and snare pattern, hats, and 1 break layer. Group to drum bus with glue and drum bus. Print 16 bars to print drums. Third, effects. Add 2 snare throws using echo at 1/8 dotted. Print the FX tails to print FX. Fourth, arrange. Create 8 bars of drop A and 8 bars of drop A variation. For variation, reverse 1 crash, add a 1-beat drum mute, and make a bass fill using an audio chop. Your deliverable is a clean, CPU-light session, where the drop is mostly audio and ready for mixing. Final recap. Bounce in place is about committing so you can arrange faster. Freeze and flatten is your fastest true in place print, and archive tracks keep it safe. Print drum bus, bass resamples, and effects phrases as audio blocks. Audio edits are often quicker than endless MIDI tweaking, especially for breaks. This audio version is shortened for playback.